The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome to another Bite by Bite. He's Michael Coleman, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB.org. You can check them out. Of course, they do wonderful work covering 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. And of course, we are talking about farm bills. We actually had an email on our other show on Mission Minded about how the farm bill actually affects Feeding America and the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And I know you want to talk about that today. And it's about ready to end. It's in its fifth year, correct?
Yeah, so most people are hearing a lot about this, about the farm bill, but if you're not a farmer, if you're not associated with the USDA, you might not know all that's involved in it. And it's really, people go, oh, you're going to talk a piece of legislation. Oh, could you get more boring?
Yep.
And I'm like, no, it's really important that we know this because, yes, it does affect our farmers. And food security for all Americans is very incumbent upon making sure that our farmers can grow what they need and do all the things. And then the USDA has two key programs that are funded by this. And this bill doesn't come around every year like the budget's supposed to. It comes around every 5 years. And so the real concern that we have is here's billions of dollars in this food bill. And right now, it's getting passed, pushed forward with the continuing resolutions. And of course, now that is until November. It's very likely that it's going to get pushed through the holidays. You know, much doesn't happen around Christmas. And then it's going to get pushed into next year, which is an election year. And so there's lots of concern because, look, you have two different views on this. You have, I know that people on the right love the aspects of taking care of farmers. And I come from a lot of our territory is rural, mm-hmm. have tons of farmers. That's a big deal to them, knowing that you have governmental supports, because when you get into the exporting and importing business, a lot of other countries supplement what their farmers are doing. So it's a real battle out there just in the world economy. So, but what we're really trying to work for, and the USDA is really trying to work for, is to make sure that we're growing enough to take care of those who are in need. So getting that fresh food. And so,
and back up just a second, and just because I don't think a lot of people know what a farm bill is. Could you briefly speak about what exactly is entails?
Yeah. So the USDA is funded by this, for instance, and there's two key programs that affect food banking. One is called TFAB, which is, I always have to write it down, the Emergency Food Assistance Program. And so what that looks like is that's about $500 million a year to where the USDA goes out to farmers or to manufacturers, food manufacturers, and orders a certain amount of commodities.
Okay.
So we're talking green beans and corn and just all those kind of things. And so then we as the food bank in our area, we based on the number of people that are food insecure in our territory, we get a certain allotment of that, and they send that to us. Now, very thankful to get that. We get truckloads of food. It's not near enough. The USDA gives us about 25% of what we need,
mm-hmm.
But incredibly thankful for that food, for the healthy food, and they even give us an allotment twice a year to help us pay for the storage and the distribution of this as well.
Okay.
So very, very thankful for what they do. But the reality is it's simply not enough, especially when you talk rising prices. Food has gone up 9.9% in a year.
Wow.
We've talked about this other places. When families are working and they can barely make ends meet, and now gas is 20% higher, food's 10% higher, on and on and on. Everywhere they turn, everything's higher. Well, they just can't make those ends meet anymore. It's not that they've stopped working. It's not that they're lazy. It's they don't have a way to close that gap. And they're already doing everything they can. And so the Emergency Assistance Program, we keep and then we distribute out. And then, of course, the SNAP, which most people know as food stamps, but the SNAP, which goes out to seniors, it goes out to single mothers. And it can go out to single fathers as well, and based on the number of children that you have. And again, I'm going to tell you, SNAP gets such a bad reputation because People look at it as, well, you're getting money for nothing.
Yeah.
And, but the reality is, when you're trying to launch somebody out of poverty, when you're trying to, it's really a hand up. SNAP is not intended for a lifetime of use. And lots of times people don't stay on a lifetime. They use it for a period of time until it's just a support system like TFAP, to where you can get it until you can work through the challenges that you're working through. And so we really want people to understand how significant that is for young mothers, for the seniors and for children, and how it lifts them up and helps support them through some of the roughest times of their life.
Talk a little bit about, and I can't tell you, my math's not that good, but the fact that the Farm Bill will be coming up in election year, how does that affect you and what some of those decisions are? And obviously we don't have a speaker right now, so that doesn't help either.
Yeah, it's just another complication. Well, like I said, lots of times it all depends on where you come from politically. So on the right, hey, I care about the farmers. So the right is more willing to give subsidies and stuff to farmers. Okay. To them, that makes sense. Those on the left are more concerned about the recipients of SNAP and things like that. And so the people on the left are pushing back on the subsidies to farmers. Hey, take some of that money and give it to people who SNAP. And the people on the right typically push back against SNAP. Hey, it's too much. Now, Feeding America is asking is that TFAP be doubled to help make up for this huge gap across our country. Now, if you think about what that means right now, we're spending $500 million a year through the USDA on TFAP. If you were to say, all right, let's spend another $500,000, which that's part of why it can't pass, because they're trying to figure out what that amount should be. But we're just talking about another $500 million. I know that sounds just another $500 million.
Yeah.
But when you put it in perspective of some of the ways our government also spends money. So, look, I am personally, again, not to be political, I am personally a proponent of helping Ukraine fight that battle. But they've gotten $40 billion. That's times 80.
Mm-hmm.
What we're asking.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're over there fighting Russia, so we don't have to go over there and fight Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, we can send $40 billion in aid within a year. And all we're asking for to feed most Americans is another $500 million. We spend $700 and something billion a year, getting close to $1 trillion a year on defense. I'm a retired Army guy. I want to have a strong defense. I'm pro-defense. But again, cutting $500 million and putting in this program, so it's really not about the dollars is the reason I say that. Because $500 million is nothing in our Congress.
Yeah.
When you have a $6 or $7 trillion budget, $500 million is chicken feed. It really becomes a battle of values. And I really try to understand both people's perspectives. But if I'm going to err, it's always been a principle with me. If I'm going to err, I always want to err on the side of mercy rather than judgment. And so when I talk to my friends on the right and they say, well, there's waste in SNAP. I was just talking to an individual the other day and I said, OK, let's say I'm just going to use this scale. So let's say that you had 1,000 people and that were hungry, and you knew to feed those 1,000 people, you're going to have 50 that took advantage of the system. So would you then refuse to feed 1,000 to keep the 50 from taking advantage of it? Or would you feed the 1,000 knowing that there's going to be people who abuse the system? I think most of us would say, well, you got to feed the 1,000. You can't leave 950 people hungry. Well, that's kind of, to me, how I see that issue is, but we want to be compassionate. Is there waste in the system? Of course. You go to any government system, there's waste. Are there people who manipulate SNAP and who try to use it? And absolutely, I'm not denying that. But the vast majority of people that food banking is interacting with and affecting are seniors who may have worked their whole life, or children who desperately, you know, they can't control what household they're born into, or adults who are either looking for work or having trouble maintaining work, but are not just sitting back waiting on the government to send them a check. And so I really want to work hard to help encourage people to not throw so much judgment at that and say, let's don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as the old saying goes. Should we work to improve snap and tighten it? Yes, that's fine. We can do that. But let's don't shut down. Because if you think about it, if that money's going to pay for commodities, our farmers are benefiting from that. Our food manufacturers are benefiting from that. And then the recipients of that are benefiting from that. It's a win. You know, everybody wins in that. And I think we have a priority to take care of our own, above everything else.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.